I can remember back in 2015 putting pen to paper and completing an application to the Department for Education to open a brand new free school in Newquay. That was in 2015. We're now in 2025, so 10 years later, we are stood here in the brand new building for Newquay Primary Academy. And how am I feeling right now? I'm feeling overwhelmed and delighted for the Newquay Primary Academy community that we are finally able to allow them to use the building, but also very, very proud as well.
Talk to me about your pupils. They've been very resilient, haven't they?
They have been resilient given the situation that they have had to face, particularly using the temporary accommodation at WAX. Obviously, we're extremely grateful for WAX allowing us to use that space. Not only WAX, but also the community rugby and cricket clubs as well. And the children have been immense. They've enjoyed their education where we have been based, but now it's our job to make sure that they transition over to the new building and they transition not just physically but mentally as well. So make sure that they are mentally prepared for the transition over to the new building.
And you'll be moving from one facility to your new school. Obviously you've got an outstanding Ofsted behind you coming up as well. Talk us through the facilities here. What do you think the kids are going to be excited about, and give our listeners a feel for inside the building?
I think the children are going to be particularly excited about the space that they've got. Obviously, we've got a brand new sports hall and dining facility. We've got a very large playground and large green spaces that the children haven't necessarily had access to directly within their school space previously. There's also a design technology facility on site with cooking facilities, sinks and ovens that are all at the children's height. But something else I also want to mention is that regardless of whether we are in the old building or the new building, what we are very lucky to have is our unique location. We are minutes away from the town centre, we're minutes away from local beaches. It will continue to be our job to make sure that we use those spaces to provide an outstanding education for our pupils.
And it has been a roller coaster, hasn't it? But this school is not just for the present, is it? It's going to play an important part in Newquay's future, how it will play a part in the wider community.
Okay, so the capacity of the school is for 420 pupils. So at the moment, we have a pupil admission number of 30. So we're allowing 30 pupils to join our school in the early years foundation stage every September. We know that we've got a full cohort of 30 coming up to us next September. And as the children become older and they move up through the school, we have to make sure that the curriculum that we design continues to make sure that they are ready to move on to secondary school. Who would I like to thank? And in no particular order, I think definitely thank the Department for Education for providing us with a fabulous building. Also like to thank Kier Construction for, obviously they stepped in at quite a difficult time and have provided us again with a fantastic school. I have to thank the Trust and our local governing body for supporting us through a difficult time. And then finally, I think I'd just like to thank all of the parents and the community for sticking with us through, you know, when the school wasn't able to open when we said that it would, but they've stuck by us, and I think the wait is going to be well worth it.